Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You're now tuned in with Chalk Mommy, Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show there is worldwide. Something strictly for the grown and sexy. Sit back, turn it up, enjoy the show. It's rated X right here. Chocolate Mommy, let's go. Pornographic measures, bare back on the table with your legs up. I got the perfect size to fix your pleasure. Explore your inner thoughts till you climax. Beyond the booth, in the streets, between the sheets is where I'm live at. High notes over hi-hats, front seat of the coupe, the seats slide back. Snatch your hair steady, screaming how you like that. It's corny beating a pussy that don't fight back. Your man's a little man, he can't pipe that. Trivial lingerie, role play games with sexual favors exchange. If you can't handle this shit, just you stay in your lane. I'm more than just game. My performance to put Mr. Marcus to shame. You can get me smart off your brains, off the charts and insane. No strings attached. You could be my every evening snack. Freak of leaks get smashed. Hotel suites get trashed. Handcuffed to the bedpost. Take it from the back till your body collapse. Double XL magnums for Jimmy hats. Too much friction, they snap. K-Y, I'll spit on the trap. If you see run dry while I'm hitting that, eyes go back, lights out, mean it's a wrap. Phone chat till it's showtime like Cinemax. Mega the Man production, straight from the gutter. JLJ Music Group, City.
Welcome to this evening's episode of Chocolate City, the illest sex talk show. I have so much shit to talk about today, but I have to bring in Princess Nay, because she's going to tell y'all what she did today, because I'm like shocked when she told me. So, hello, Princess Nay.
Hey. What are you shocked about? Which part are you shocked about?
What the hell did you do today?
What? Teach the pole dancing class?
Yes.
Oh, why are you shocked?
Because what pole? The actual dancing pole or the dingling pole?
Stripper pole, an actual stripper pole, fool.
Wow. So when I come to the water, I can get some lessons.
Yeah, it was like 10 people in the class. It's a real legitimate place that does pole dancing classes.
Y'all heard that? Mm-hmm. Princess Nay is a pole dance instructor. So if you need to learn how to swing on that pole properly, she is the one to help you. Speaking of swinging on poles, wow. Sunday was fun. I had a lot of fun. I went and I looked at the footage last night. Girl, I had some chock moments out of this world. And, oh, my God, when you see them, you're going to fucking laugh and be like, bitch, you are crazy. So then,
well, when do I
mind
see
you,
footage?
I'm going
to
be putting it up tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
But I'm going to let, because some of it is, like, branded. It could go both, for me and Big Cat. So, basically, you know, I have inside connects with Big Cat Records, right? So, I got a t-shirt a couple of weeks ago, and I left it where I was at by accident,
really?
Right? Yeah, so Sunday, I got a new t-shirt. I got a red one, right? It's my sleep shirt. So, today, I'm in my pajamas at the grocery store. So, this girl comes up, and she, you know,
oh,
she was
no,
at the
I
event and everything. And she was like, oh, they are so nice. How did you get a t-shirt? I got one. They gave it to me. She was like, oh, we hung out with them till like 7 o'clock in the morning. If you hung out with some motherfuckers at 7 o'clock in the morning and you ain't get
a
t-shirt, that means you did not suck some dick right, your pussy wasn't good, or something was just foul.
Well, what did you do to get a shirt, you hooch?
What did I do? Shit, I'm chopped
yeah,
mommy. I ain't got
to
do shit. I ain't do nothing. I did not do anything.
Yes, you did. You're nasty.
No. Oh, nah. See, what happened was,
See, normally your lies start off with, see, what had happened was.
Yeah, see, what happened was, is, in the back seat, I had to make an episode.
Oh, I don't want to talk about that.
But that's what happened.
Thank you.
Like, for
the
real.
Person that
like,
episode
yeah.
was created with shall remain nameless due to the grounds
yeah.
that it may incriminate him at a later date.
Oh, yeah, very creative. Now, had I been a whore or, you know, fucking like everybody thinks I am, I had several different prospects that night. I was the only taking VIP, Nay, and they did ask about you. They was like, where's Nay? Where's Princess Nay? She couldn't make it, but she's going to come. You know, we're going to make a trip. Since Labor Day ain't looking good, then we're going to have to make another trip. We're going to have to
Labor
Day's like, okay,
not
we're
looking
go.
Good, really? Oh, that makes me sad, because my plan was to be in Atlanta for Labor Day weekend.
But, I mean, we still might be able to make it. I have to fill you in on everything that's going on. But
well,
don't
you know
have a photo shoot that weekend?
I have an invite to go to do a photo shoot in West Palm Beach Labor Day weekend. So why don't we all get together in South Florida?
Oh, South Florida.
Yeah.
You know what? That might work. That actually might work. And we can get some Spanish dick from all different races, whether it's Puerto Rican, Dominican, Ecuadorian,
so
Colombian, silly. Yeah, Cuban, Cubano. Ooh, yes. Yeah, that actually might work. We're supposed to have Fleshbone on tonight. That motherfucker is on some other shit. I'm debating on if I'm going to cuss him out and diss him, you know.
Well, you know what? Why don't we call Piccolo and see if he wants to be on the show tonight?
I have Wes Craven out of Arizona coming on. He has been promoting the hell out of us tonight.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, you give me time to get home because I'm on my way home. I'm going to have to jump off for a minute because my phone is going to go dead and I don't want it to just hang up while we're talking. Give me a chance to get home and actually plug it in and get on my laptop and stuff, and I'll be there probably in, like, 15 minutes. Or we can talk until my phone dies. That's cool, too.
Okay.
But just know I didn't hang up on you.
I know you're not that rude. I know you're not a Mr. GA. I don't even know what his punk ass is, but I'm chilling. I am so chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working on getting a background done for my blog, my personal blog, because the Chalk Mommy blog is doing so good, girl. When I tell you it's doing good, it is doing super good.
Well, I've been tweeting the Chalk Mommy blog.
No, I'm getting like damn near 1,000 hits a day. So that's just a radio show. And I'm so glad that I did the blog for what is Chalk. You know, Chocolate City Radio, so people could understand exactly what my radio show is, you know, understand Ride with the Wave and everything like that. So now, when I do my blog, it's going to be off the fucking chain.
Yeah.
It's going to be off the motherfucking chain. You know what I'm saying? So it's like what I'm thinking about doing is having what a segment on the blog called What Kind of Fucker Is He?
Oh, yes, the thug or the, what was the other?
Each week we will have a write-up, you know, I have my view, you have your view, or, you know, what kind of fucker the artist or the entertainer is.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. He'll be the featured fucker for the week. Doesn't mean that we fucked him. It's just we're using our imagination and, you know, we're making his
The imagination is a hell of a thing.
Oh, yes. Yes. So it's like we're having females think about the guy in a different perspective. And, you know, the guy is more than welcome to call in and explain what kind of fucker he is. or he can leave a comment on what kind of fucker he is, and it really doesn't matter because somebody left a comment on 40 Glocks, I mean on Spider's blog comment because he doesn't use, you know, his tongue like that. They was like, damn, keep making good music.
They better get off.
I mean, when
the
dude
fire.
Don't eat pussy,
they
that kind
get
of puts
a dent. Leave him alone. He's good people. He gets the Alex, he gets the official Princess Nay cosign.
Oh, that's so
you
sweet.
You know, not too many of them get that. None of them.
Oh,
get
really?
That. Hell
oh,
no.
Wow. Oh, wow.
You know, they don't get that. No.
Whatchamacallit, Al is like he imagines he fucks all sort of R&B singers. I bet he do. He probably doesn't imagine fucking me and you so many times, and his hand is just so fucking sore.
What are you talking about, Mr.
CA? No, Mr. Sween in the chat room, Al Sween. You know, his hand is probably... Oh, see, yeah. Yay, he won't fuck Nay. And I bet his hands are so soft and pretty from that personalized lotion that he produces every day. He got that high-protein lotion.
Princess Nay implied nude pics coming soon to a Chocolate Mommy blog near you.
Oh! You know what? I'm gonna have to go ahead and step up my photo game because I haven't been doing photo shoots lately, and I have so many opportunities. So I'm gonna go ahead and start hitting them and putting the shit on the blog here and there. Then motherfuckers is not participating with Tweet After Dark, but it's okay.
I'm being bad. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get my freak on After Dark, not be on Twitter.
But it's okay.
I'm taking applications for a new personal play toy, so anybody who would like to submit their resume, hit me up. But just know that
wow.
When I'm done with you, you will be tossed to the side, and I do not do rehires, sorry.
You don't do rehires?
No.
Oh, wow. My shoulders
no.
hurt.
He's
yeah. like, yay, new material. I got some new material for you. I'm about to go back into the lab on people's asses and
please
do some old videos.
We should do a shoot together.
Oh, you know what? That would be kind of sexy.
That would be so
on the
hot
beach.
If we did a shoot together.
On the beach. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you know, Panama City is the beach, baby. That's what we do. Ask them in the chat room what they feel about us doing a shoot together.
Oh, wow. Hell, I would like anything we do together.
Mm-hmm.
He might be able to
he
might
tweet
be able
and ask the tweet peeps what they think about a shoot with Shock and Princess Nay together. They ain't ready for that, Shock.
I'm getting ready to, I'm ready to do that right now. Yeah.
I make sure they know it's a nude shoot.
Because, you know, they know my ass is nude all the time. Yeah, people
that
don't
is
love
that. Oh, I had so much fun in that pole dancing class. Oh, I can't
really?
Wait to get your butt on a pole. Hell yeah. Swinging around the pole, imagining that you sliding down the pole, about to slide down on some good, and then bouncing when you get to the bottom of the pole and rolling it up. Hell yeah. Yes,
oh, Al,
like
he spent Sunday night at Strokers.
Did he? Tell him I used to dance at Strokers. Well, I'm sure you hear me, Al, anyway, sorry. But yeah, that was fun.
You pole whore.
Oh, me?
Yes.
It's good exercise. That's my reasoning behind it now.
Good exercise?
It is good exercise. I'm a good girl now, Chuck.
Okay, well, you know what? How about this? This girl's like, you already know what the fellas is going to say. I know, it's so many damn perverts.
Who said that?
Black Dyla.
I don't think I follow her.
I just started following her today.
Well, tell her to shoot me a message and I'll follow her back.
This is going to be quite interesting because he's I don't know what I got myself into. I said, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Who?
Wes Craven.
Why the... I'll just say a freaking... I'm trying not to curse. You know, it doesn't do good for me to be on the show and be driving at the same time because y'all see exactly what kind of road rage I have dealing with these ignorant-ass motherfuckers that's in front of me and can't damn drive.
Well, you know what? It happens to the best of us, you know what I'm saying? It happens to the best of us.
Because I just visualize myself ramming into the back of these people.
Don't do that. We don't want that to happen.
No, but
and
I'll slam on brakes
and
make one of them motherfuckers hit me from behind.
You remember the DJ from New Orleans that was going to let us prank call his daddy?
Uh-huh.
He sent us a number to prank call, and he sent us the dude's Twitter. So after we do the prank call tonight, then I'm going to let him know he's been pranked on Twitter.
Oh, wow, that's so foul. That is so foul.
Hey, I made sure I didn't follow him for that exact purpose. I didn't want him to call into the show.
Is he following you?
He better not be.
Because
I didn't say who I was going to prank. What happened was I told people, if you have somebody you want me to prank call, then what I need you to do is DM me with the information.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did.
That's okay.
So I'm like, all right, cool. And then, yes, once you call me back in, we got to address this issue somebody sent me today. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I should blog about that too. And he was just like, you know, he's a virgin, and that's very rare. And why is it this guy, he's 22, and he was saying that evidently he's not well endowed. And he was just like, why is it women feel like 6 inches is a curse and they won't give a guy a chance? I said, because some women, pussies is just ruined and they got to have a big dick to feel anything because they should just toe up.
So he needs to get a penis pump or something. Call him and talk to Mr.
Diaz
and ask him if he can borrow his.
6 inches? 6 inches is average from what I've been told.
Not that I know of. I ain't never seen one 6 inches except for all my babies.
I mean, some people can't help it, you know?
Ooh, he wouldn't touch me. I'm just saying.
I don't know, but you know what? Since you've been dancing on the pole today, you know what? I've got to play Make It Rain because D. Gotti, Sunday night, girl, when I tell you he was rocking that fucking song, I was like, yeah.
Well, if they want to schedule a private show, send us the amount that they paying and we'll negotiate.
Oh, to do a private show?
Heck yeah.
All I can say is them big cat dudes really know how to put on a show. Their energy and their crunk, because that's actually the first little concert or, you know, show that I've been to since, you know, I go to my boys' showcase, so I don't really count that. But, yeah, so I'm going to go ahead and play Make It Rain by D. Gotti with his little man and stuff, and he was ready to toss some salad and eat some pussy and buy some Moscato.
Shout out to D. Gotti.
Yes, D. Gotti, you got to come back, baby. You got to come back. So let's go ahead and play Make it rain.
My brother made it rain.
Ooh-wee, DJ, turn me up. Out of order, they the building, throw your middle fingers up. If you get in biggest money, then your partner is the one. Cause I'm back into the show and say, motherfucker, I'm back at the rain.
Find that one. Okay, Plutomania, Moscato.
Hey, hey, hey. You got me feeling wild.
Hey, baby, I got some Moscato, Cristal. I'll count it with the bubbly. Yeah.
Catch me in the lonely. Yeah. Catch me in the goofy. Wow. Catch me in the truancy. The ladies wanna do me.
I say Moscato, Moscato. Got me feeling wild out. Got her feeling wild out.
Fresh up in the valley, fast, shoes in
my group B, two bottles got a trip. And now she wanna fuck me. It's time to leave the club. We ordered up the bottle. Just to fuck the motto that came with the bottle. Rosé and Moscato. We left the club hollow. Back to the palace, the bed with the low scale. We fucked them on the what's in this name brand. What's this? Racket Tag Gang. Got the screaming fam. Ordered up the bottle. Watch the hoe go ham. Ricardi with the rosé. Nigga, that ham. Freestyle with the bubble. Top with that cherry.
Catch me in the new year. Yeah. Catch me in the Gucci. Catch me in the Trujillo. Yeah. The ladies wanna do me. Fresh new true, make the girl say wow. Them boys turned up and I really love their style. Fresh new true, make the girl say wow. Them boys turned on and I really love their style. Catch me in the new year. Catch me in the Gucci. Catch me in the Trujillo. The ladies wanna do me.
Moscato. Yes, yes, yes. So you know what? I got to turn it up one more time. I got to play Polo Bell. Because, man, when I tell you they fucking rocked this Sunday night, Nate, you would have been like, oh, shit. It was just so fucking nice. Had I been a groupie or the type of chick that would have given my artist some pussy, that song right there would have made me, like, let them lick the pussy. Not fuck me, but they could have, like, gave me some slow head. Now just like,
oh, my God.
I know. I'm being bad. I can't help it. I can't help it. I'm trying to find the damn song.
I know. Go ahead and say something. Go ahead and say something.
Unorganized ass.
You know what? It's supposed to be in alphabetical order, but I think I may have spelled it ebonically.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
I'm so ashamed.
I know. I can't help it. I know I'm a blink away from being retarded, slow, whatever you want to call it. Because it's like, okay, I can't find my own... I can't find my own. Damn, I know it's on here. It's like I can't find my own.
You wouldn't be able to find Chica if she wasn't attached to you.
I know, right? This is sad. Like, very sad. Man. Wow. This is not good.
But
this
it is
really
funny.
Not good.
But it is funny.
Whatever. Forget you. You just like when I can't find shit.
I do. Because I like to hear you babble.
Why is that? Why you want to hear me babble? Why you can't be like you want to hear me moan?
Nah, that's okay. I may want to hear you scream. I want to hear somebody pull your hair and beat it.
Oh, pull my hair and eat it. Oh, see. That might work. That might work. Because, you know, I ain't had nobody eat the pussy in a minute.
You
really
with the wrong one.
Nah, I'm talking about dude-wise. You know what? I found my damn song. Here we go. Polo down.
Polo down. Hey, I be free, hey, I be clean, hey, polo down, hey, solo dance.
Man, I need a damn polo thong. That sounds so fucking fresh. I need a thong to display how fresh my pussy is. So, you know, that's what I need. That's exactly what I need. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to play Baby Bass, Baby I'm Back, and take this phone call from Wes Craven's manager. Hold on. To let me know that you're not scared and you want to talk. Other than
He's
that,
scared.
I don't know.
He is scared.
Hey,
he is
now,
not going to talk.
The person that hooked it up called it, oh, that might be him. That might be him. Why we got to call a nigga out for a motherfucker who want to say something? Oh,
he's
Lord. See, that's
baby.
That West Coast shit. West Coast men don't know how to handle Southern East Coast women. You know what I'm saying? They're so used to the flavor
we'll
out there.
Well, we won't bite unless you want us to. And we promise to kiss you all over and give you massages with our tongue.
Oh, girl, wait till I put out this picture. This motherfucker look like he could tear some pussy up. He got a long-ass beard that will catch
Hold
our pussy
up. I got to see the picture. Send me the pleated.
Oh, you might that? I'm going to tweet pick it. That's what I'm going to do. Let me upload it. Hello?
Yo.
Would this be the...
This is your boy, Wes Crave. I'm in the building. What it do?
Are you ready?
Hell no.
He ain't
Are you relaxed?
Ready.
Do you need to give you some of that felony head game to make you relax before you actually get started? Are you ready to go?
I mean, I need a nut and a nap right about now. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Oh, whatever. Whatever. Knuckles was like, man, this is what happened today. Knuckles hit me up today. Oh, I got my dude or whatever, right? So Knuckles didn't really tell him how raw the show is, right? So Knuckles probably was like, yo, dude, listen before you speak, because a lot is riding on this. If you fuck this up, you're going to really make us look bad. So
Knuckles
done
set up many of people, though. This is like the second person Knuckles done set up, isn't it?
Yeah, and then you know what? He set up Maybach, Dice, to come back on Friday. And Dice is such a baby, but he's managed. So this is what Knuckles do. He sets them up, right, to come on the show. And then, after they come on the show, he showed them my website. Then, they don't have a full understanding of what the fuck they was doing or who they was talking to until after the show. And it's too late. That's what Knuckles does. That's
Knuckles.
Knuckles
is grimy. He's a grimy old ass. I hope you listening, Knuckles. You's a grimy old ass, but it is funny.
Did he set me up?
Oh, woo! Nothing wrong with that, though.
Am I set up? I want to know. I need to know.
He said he wanted to know
what, baby.
I got set up. Knuckles set me up. I don't know what's going on. Knuckles just told me to call in. It's an interview. So I'm like, that's what it do.
He didn't tell you what kind of
interview
it is. I mean, then he gonna hit me back saying it's some. I guess it's a sex talk.
Yeah, one of the requirements is that you have to be playing with your dick while giving the interview.
Oh, man.
And let us videotape that.
Did he tell you that?
I don't know, man. I would have brought out some great jelly and jacked off with some ranch dressing if that was the situation.
Wow.
But
he didn't tell you?
Nah, Knuckles be tripping. I owe him one for this one, though. Guaranteed.
Wow.
And we
but
found
you talking
wow.
like I'm so nasty, though.
You are,
man, let's get to it. I mean, what's happening?
Tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm your boy, Wes Cray. You know what I mean? I'm from the Bay Area, California. I stay in Phoenix right now, hold down Phoenix, you know. But, you know, I'm putting it in, do my music thing, grit and grind. And I'm opening up for Young Jeezy August 25th. Shout out Mercedes, Urban AZ, put me on, you know what I mean? Shout out my nigga Knuckles. But we moving and grooving. Shout out my nigga Dice, you know what I mean? We moving and grooving.
Oh, wow. You opening up for Jeezy. Fuck Jeezy. Fake bitch.
You can say whatever you want. I'm opening up for him, so it don't matter to me.
Open up. That's good. Let me open up for Jeezy. That motherfucker will come out there and pick me up and carry me off the stage because I'll spend all my time dissing him. Four something this morning, this dude was like, hey, you need to have me on your show because he's like a bodyguard to all the artists and stuff like that. He said, right now, I'm bodyguarding Jeezy.
What?
Hell nah, motherfucker. You can't be on my show. You need to protect that little fake-ass fucker. So tell me you bodyguarding Jeezy and name-dropping don't work for me. If anything, it makes me not fuck with you. So he started laughing. I was like, I guess you really going to take a lot of bullets for him. Now I'm just playing. I don't really think anybody wants to kill Jeezy.
Damn.
I don't want to kill him. I just want to fuck him a couple of times.
Girl, no, you don't. He looks like a salamander.
Yeah.
What's up? It's a cold one time. That's my baby mama since we talking.
Oh, Sinead gonna be your baby mama.
Yeah, Keisha Cole, my baby mama. Kelly Rowland got them legs, though. I just want to bite her leg one time.
Oh, You want to bite her leg? Why you can't, like, just go straight to the pussy and bite the little man on the butt?
I'm Mr. Pornstar Swipe. You know what I mean? Trademark.
What?
Mr. Pornstar Pipe. It's official. That's what I do. You know what I mean? That's my side job. You know what I mean? CashMeOut.com. You know what I mean?
Really?
I need to see a picture.
Yeah, if you bow, I need to see a twit pic. Yeah, I mean, I'm sending, it's coming out now. I mean, if you bow, then you don't got to worry about. I mean, shit.
I got that. It's exclusive Swipe, though. CashMeOut.com, though. You know what I mean? I need to see my bread. You know what I mean? Big girls is welcome, too. Cash Me Out is nothing. You know what I mean? I need that money.
You know what, man?
He just
lost 20,000 points.
Straight
you
up.
You can't come on no sex talk show talking about you got a big dick, but you can't show it.
Man, I mean, you want me to twit pick it, though? Let's get off this subject because this is not going well.
Twit pick speaker.
This is not going well, twit picking my Johnson. I don't know.
Think about all the extra female fans you're going to get. That leads to album sales, ticket sales. Because they trying to get to that big dick by any means necessary. I see a big dick wherever he at. I'm paying to get a ticket.
Is that right?
Yeah,
but you don't know what to do with it, though.
Who?
That child who? You don't know who you're talking to.
What?
What you doing with it, though?
Nothing
like that?
I was a porn star.
I'm Mr. Swipe, though. Like
yeah, my head game is a felony. That's my trademark.
It's official?
Yeah, you better ask Knuckles. That's all I'm saying. Knuckles,
why?
After the show, Knuckles is going to show you.
Oh, man, Knuckles.
He set you up lovely. He set you up lovely.
Man,
I'm glad to be on the show.
I appreciate y'all for having me on. It's all good, baby. Let's do it.
Now we can't do it until we see that that pic.
Oh yeah, I'm official though. You know what I mean? Pornstarswipe.com. Look me up. I'm there, certified.
Okay, do I have to prove to you how official I can be? Cause I'll twit pick a picture of my pussy like it's nothing. I've even did a video of me giving head.
At me.
So you are
at
not
me
really,
in it so I can retweet it.
You're not really saying much. You know what I'm saying? For the simple fact is you're scary.
There we go.
You are scary as porn claiming artist. That's not good. It's like, to me, you not twit picking is like lying on your dick.
I ain't got to lie about nothing, though, but, well, you know, I do
okay,
what I do.
We
want to
see a picture.
I can't let the world see what I got, though.
Okay,
I'm glad you do want me, so I won't click on the picture. But don't send it out.
I got that official, though. I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay, well,
go
you
ahead.
Know what?
I mean, TMZ, no.
You
ask
can email
TMZ,
it.
They know.
TMZ? You
got email, you're going to put your boy straight up on there.
No, actually, I wouldn't. I don't do things like that. I'm not here to expose anybody because what you may think is big may not be big to me, and I would never want to fuck your head up and make you have a complex.
Off time.
I would. I'm just going to tell you. I'm confident, though. Huh?
Y'all real confident. I mean, we talking sex. Y'all confident. You know what I mean? Well, how y'all like it beat up since we talking? I mean, you know what I mean?
Ooh, man,
I like for you to beat it up when you pull
your dick out. My shit is throbbing. It feels like my pussy is still on your dick. I mean, I feel every inch of you coming out, pending you have a big dick.
Do you like to play with it first?
Or you know how to use it.
Yeah.
Now I need you to play with it because by the time I get ready to give you some pussy, I'm going to already be horny and I'm just going to want to fuck.
But, I mean, my thing is you got to be able to take the whole thing. Now, if you can't take the whole thing, it's a no deal.
Well, when you don't have but 4.5 inches, it's not really hard
to
take the whole thing.
Yeah, take that from my mouth.
I'm like 6'1". I'm a big black dude. You know what I mean? I'm solid. You know what I mean?
Well, we have some 6-footers that have come on here and wasn't working with but 3 inches, so I'm giving you credit with 4.5.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
He got some big fingers, Nay. He got some big fingers.
Hey, can you pick a picture of your fingers so I can see that?
Oh, you want to see my fingers are certified, boo-boo. I got certified fingers, too. Straight up.
Everything you say is certified, but you sure don't want to show no certificates.
I mean, but, you know, I can't put it all out there. I got a secluded swipe, though, you know what I mean? Undercover swipe, strictly for the cash out only members.
I just
went to
pornstarswipe.com, and I ain't see you.
Oh, it's going to pop up. You got to refresh a couple times.
Yes.
He's very
refreshing.
Straight up. I do what I do, you know what I mean? I rap, though. Strictly, I rap, do my thing, you know what I mean? I got some major moves going to crack off for me real soon, you know what I mean? But I do
where
do my thing, though. I'm from the Bay, straight up, Fairfield, California, all day. Hold it down for all my Bay people.
He's got the little Cali swag going on, Nay. You know what? What we're going to do is we're going to give him time to recuperate and fix his pants and shift his drawers or whatever it is he got to do. And we're going to play, hold on, I'm on point today. We're going to call and play Rep My Code, Wes Craven featuring Jay Diggs.
Well, I hope his music is better than his apparent.
Oh, don't talk,
bro. You better bring
Nay.
It with the music.
Should I go ahead and put Chica out there?
Put Chica out there. Go ahead and what's crazy? You make sure you click on that picture. I'm not clicking on that picture.
Just add me. Just add me. I'm trying to see what's happening.
Huh? I had to
just
take a pause, huh? At you?
At me, baby. I want to see the picture.
I can at you. Nay, I'm great to do it, and I'm not going to have it like a close-up, but you know what?
Put the close-up,
yeah,
close-up.
Okay,
yeah, put that zoom in times two out there one time.
Okay, I'm great to do it now while we're playing Wes Craven featuring Jay Diggs, Rep My Code.
What is it? You already know. Boss of the Bay. 707 in the building. Know what I'm talking about? You niggas better rep where y'all from. Nigga, cause I'm repping where I'm from. Bay Area in the building. YA 415, my nigga West Craven. 707 Quest, get out of my nigga. When the funk jump off, I'm letting my chop off. Stewie Squad showing my niggas is not soft. Dumb heat burning you niggas like hot sauce. Cause you ain't hot. Most of you niggas get knocked off. But not me, bob and weave like Ali. NASCAR fast, we driving in high speed.
I'm from the Bay.
You know what they say, we hypey. 50 niggas deep off, he even white tee.
White put it in.
Going dummy like 100 kids. Man, I got what you need if you want it this.
I handle beer.
Only stick it to my relatives. Stewie Squad on mine is what I tell you, bitch. And I'm a turf nigga, been doing dirt, nigga. Blowing on perp, nigga. Find me on some work, nigga. Fairfield till I go. 707, and I'ma rap my code.
Rap my area, rap my code. Rap my area, rap my code. Rap my area, rap my code. Rap my area, rap my code.
Don't even bother. I know some Giants, A's, Padres,
and Dodgers.
I got some blood, bruh, and some crypt cuts. Some hyphy nephews that'll smother your ass for nothing. Now niggas say something. My niggas ain't playing. Gold grills grilling you. Drift just swinging. Nigga, where you from? Don't say the wrong thing. Don't say the wrong hood. Don't say the wrong name. Don't say the wrong city. Don't say the wrong gang. It's a gangster party. Don't say you don't bang. My niggas go dumb like they ain't got no brain. And dance on your whip like hell balls of rain. 415 is the code I claim. If you ever in my city, just stay warm.
Rap my area, rap my code. Rap my area.
I'm just saying.
just saying what? Like, you know, I need to see some action. I need to see something.
Oh, yeah. You want to see something?
Heck, yeah.
If I see something, then I'm going to want to feel something.
You feel
now,
something, I don't know if you can take something,
you
though. You feel me?
Maybe you want some Bay Area / Phoenix, Arizona dick. Can you do that?
Oh, man. Oh, I got that for you, though, straight up.
Okay, I got something for you, too. Nay, you know what I got for him?
What?
Oh, shit. It looks like somebody from Arizona want to jump on the chocolate wave and help their artist out. Because, you know, I don't know how Arizona throw up dick or slash
that
area.
Is that Knuckles' crazy ass trying to jump in?
No, Knuckles is not going to call. Knuckles is not built for this show. That's why he sets everybody else up. Knuckles is not built for Chocolate City at
He's
all.
He's smart enough not to call in. That's what's up.
Exactly. So we're going to go ahead and take 576. You're on the air.
Does Knuckles have Twitter?
Yo. Yo,
yeah,
that Red Hot Cold track was dope, first of all.
Good
This is not Knuckles. Hey, Wes Craven, man, I'm a big fan of your music, man. That shit was dope. I've been paying attention to your tweets, so I logged in. The Red Hot Cold track is dope.
Oh, that means a lot. That means a lot, Brody. That means a lot. I mean, good looking, though. I mean, I'm trying, though. You see me out there, but stay with me, though.
And we can really tag team these two girls talking freaky on the line, showing what
they're
doing.
I mean, but they're talking
like
they really know what they're doing, though.
They don't want to get taken down at the mini mansion.
Oh, pure swag, huh?
This sounds like Knuckles trying to act like somebody else, but for
no,
the record.
No, that is not Knuckles.
I'm
a lot smaller than Knuckles.
Woo! So, with that being said, birds of a feather flock together, so all y'all probably got little dicks and y'all just mad tight, go out and hang out together and everything. Because your man is talking shit, but he's scared to put up. I've already put a picture of my pussy up on Twitter. I mean, I don't know what to tell him.
If I had Wi-Fi, I would have seen it. But what it look like, Brody?
It was Chica, Brody.
Like?
I looked at it. Her name was Chica.
Yeah, that's Chica little pussy. It's tattooed on top of there. It's tattooed
it's
on there.
Let me go back.
Of course my shit is official. I'm from the South.
I mean, but some people, they just be talking about it when it really don't be that bomb, though. I'm just being clear.
So, we don't have to do that. We all about shit. But the issue is that your boy, he's talking mad shit on his dick, but he's not providing any type of validation of what he's working with.
I can't twit
you
my
baby.
Dancing
you
like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was from Chocolate City. She out here live right now, Brody.
She live, Brody.
All in your mention. Coochie out. I got the iPad on. I see Coochie in HD right now.
I'm weak. Is it HD, Brody? Is it 3D, Brody?
Yeah.
Is it a 3D? I just want to know, do I need to put my glasses on when I see the picture? Do I got to put my glasses on?
Mm-hmm. I mean, just pull the dick out and take a picture and send it. That's all we want.
I know, right?
I mean, but if I do that, that ain't going to do nothing for me. It's just going to make y'all happy, and that's it. What's that going to accomplish me, though?
I mean, it's going
to make
the most of
that.
It's going
to make
it
happy
because it takes a lot more than that to make
it happy.
It'll just motivate us to get closer to you or to bring you closer to us. That's it.
I think Mr. G.A. is on the line. He probably want to help these three scary dick dudes on the phone. Wow, what the hell are we going to do besides continue to clown?
Man,
here's my public service announcement. If there is any real man out there that's not afraid to show us what they're working with, please twit pick. Please twit pick.
Niggas can't be just out just
twit picking
their dicks like all over the internet.
Nah, you can't be doing that. Niggas got followers around here.
We got images to maintain. We in the show business.
You're a fucking rapper. You are known to be a whore. You are known to fuck Ruby supporters, fans, and senior citizens. What fucking reputation you got?
Oh, she preach.
Yeah.
And speaking of grandmother fuckers, I'm going to introduce y'all to Mr. G.A. He fucks all women. He prefers
and
they be in a walker.
Don't have teeth.
Yeah, because they got the best kind of head, but you know what I'm saying? So we're going to bring
you
the
one with the
Rolly
Walker.
That's that gummy bear. That's what you call that. Give me that gummy bear. Take your teeth out. I need that gummy bear.
God,
Mr. G.A., salute to you, Brody. Gummy bear. I'm team gummy bear with you. We out here.
Yeah, you already know, man. We out here holding it down, man. You hear me?
Oh, Mr. G.A., how are you doing?
Oh, it's holding it down. Oh, my God.
Yo, what's happening, fellas?
This is
what's
the funniest interview I've ever been in my life. I'm weak.
Yeah, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Mr. G.A.? I mean, what's up with the old lady, though, buddy, huh?
Oh, man, listen, man, listen. You know, Chuck, mommy, first of all, what's up, Chuck? What's up, Precious Nay? How you doing, mama?
Hi, Mello.
How you doing? What's up, Chuck, mommy?
Hi, honey. How you doing? We
have doing
Bay Area slash desert rapper, because he's in Phoenix right now, Wes Craze in the building, and he's trying to ride the chocolate wave, but what had happened was, is
he was failing.
Yeah, Knuckles set him
up,
and he had to get some.
Failing,
Yeah, he had to get some courage.
But I can surf that wave, though. Be clear.
Okay.
You can surf. Mr. G.A., He rolled the line until he got enough courage to press that button to come in and talk to us.
Oh,
but it took him forever to press the button.
Are you serious? How long it took?
It took a good minute. I didn't want to jump right into the wave. You got to test the water out. You know what I mean?
You got to jump head first in the wave, son. For real, you can't play the wave, y'all. That door.
Yeah, you might drown. You just might.
And then that's the best part. If you drown, one of us will pull you up and give you some CPR. We'll give you some mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. But it may be the type of mouth you're looking for, because I will sit my pretty pussy on your face and perform CPR.
The wave got an emergency response team. The wave is ready. If I go down, the wave going to bring your boy back. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we'll be like, we'll bring you back. And we'll have the penis pump on reserve. It stands in Viagra. And we'll have some orange pits for you.
Oh,
so we
shit.
Got everything.
No, what? Some old pitch for him. What you say?
I just said that.
I know she said some old pitch for him.
No, I didn't say that.
Yo, she crazy, y'all. Chalk is tripping. Some old pitch.
I mean, Chalk talking, but I mean, she posted pictures, but I doubt she could take it. I didn't see footage.
Oh,
Wait.
Listen, fellas, listen. I'm down with your cats. I got love for the brothers, but listen, man. If you ever say Chalk mommy can't take it, dog, we gonna be fighting, yo. Listen, man. I've been around the world 3 times. I've fucked a million bitches in one, yo. It's a bad motherfucker, son. She can take it, yo. Listen,
she got
listen, son. I be saying, take that. She be saying that shit back, yo. You take that. That's a bad motherfucker, trust me, son. He's a bad motherfucker, yo. Hear me out on
that. Like that, Mr. G.A., like that, though?
Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you, listen to me. The girl's a freak. Yo, she will have. I'm sorry. I'm trying to tell you how she get down, dog.
A lot of girls have faith, bro, but they never come through. The follow-through is what's most important, though. You feel me?
Hey, yo, she got a complete delivery, kid. Fuck a follow-through. She got a complete delivery, yo. Dude, for real.
And Mr. G.A. knows because she made him tap out, and then his equipment wouldn't work. So, hell yeah.
Now, that's a myth, though. That's a myth, all right? But listen, my real talk, she do her thing behind closed doors, and she can definitely... You know what I'm saying? Hang in there with the best of them, yo. With the best of them. Now, Princess, now, no, I ain't tapped that yet, but it's in the makings, y'all. It's in the makings, y'all. I'm going to tap that probably in about a month or two.
He put two on the 10. Okay, I mean, gee, I feel you. I mean,
well,
but
love,
you could have sent that one to, you know what I mean, to just, you know, had a bad day, you know what I mean?
Listen, GA always have great days. I can tell you, I had a bad day yet. But listen, when I've been at thing, yo, listen. Sir, I'm trying to tell you, listen, I put it down tomorrow. I had it so far up in her, yo. It was going, I can see it through a fucking navel. You feel me? I'm a bad man, son. Trust me, all right? But, yo, this girl is bad, man. She, why don't you shut the hell up? You just want some. See, that's a fan that wants some, all right, y'all. She really wants some bad. But listen, real talk. Real talk, no. Yo.
I'm going to die right now.
I'm not old enough for you, yo, so you can shut that one up.
Oh. Okay, you know what? Yeah. Hold on. Okay, it's chocolate fantasy time. It's chocolate fantasy time.
I want to hear my song, yo.
Okay, Wes Craves and listeners, we have a segment called Chocolate Fantasy.
Okay.
And what happens on Chocolate Fantasy is I do sexual prank calls. I call people, and we prank the hell out of them. So, somebody gave me a number today, so I put it on Twitter. Like, if y'all got somebody on me prank call, DM me the information or whatever. So, DJ Dow Jones 504 gave me a number for somebody to call. So, I'm going to call him and see if I can get him to be a thirsty-ass motherfucker like everybody else that I've prank called. Unless y'all got some church-going people, because they seem to be my best ones. Wow. But I need to stop. I need to stop making them think about fucking me and fornicating. I know,
yeah.
Right?
I feel like I'm finna go to hell right now at this point. From
you are,
shit.
But it's okay.
Let's do it. This shit gonna be funny.
It'll be a pleasurable trip.
Oh, man.
Now, you stupid. You were so stupid. So, I'm going to call Pete / Jonathan. I'm not going to say his Twitter name until after I do the prank call and put that shit on YouTube. Then I'm going to tweet it so he can know he's been pranked. So, he said this should be a good one. So, I'm going to put everybody on mute and I'm going to call Pete.
The number or code you have dialed is incorrect. Please check the number or code and try again.
El número.
My bad, I dialed the wrong number.
Hi, this is Jonathan Pete McCarvey. I'm unable to come to my phone at this moment, but if you leave me your name, your number, and a brief message for why you're calling, I will gladly get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you, and may God bless you, and have a good day. Bye.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi, Pete. This is Melissa, and I was hoping you were going to bless me. I'm in a really bad area right now in my life. I haven't had dick in like 12 months, and I was hoping that maybe we could go out to dinner and talk, and maybe you could lay the pipe down. I heard you had like 13 inches. I don't know if that's true or not, but I was calling to get to know you and to just let you know I really need to be fucked. If you get this message in the next 15, 20 minutes, please call me back. I'll be waiting. Hello?
Yeah.
You're going to hell.
Yeah, he seemed like he was a real pastor, too.
What did I do with anything?
You're going to
Everybody
hell.
Everybody say God bless. I even say have a blessed day on my voicemail.
You're going to hell.
No, I'm going to go to hell because God get ready to give me this dude's number.
I'm going to get baptized.
Why are you stupid? Don't be stirred.
This ain't right. This ain't right.
Just say no,
he'll
baby.
Be okay.
It's okay.
He'll be all right. We're going to tell the oldest family members, you know what? I got to talk to y'all. I was on this radio show, and these people called, these church people, or they just called somebody, and they was talking nasty. And they were like, but what's crazy, y'all, is I was getting turned on because I want to be, I want to live some of that. You know, I've seen pictures, and, you know, I'm on that swipe. What you call it? Swipe me? Bite me? Suck me? What is it?
I'm weak. Oh, you ain't shit right now, though. I'm not. You could go to straight to hell. You know that?
Who?
Straight to hell?
Oh,
okay, well,
my
I'm
God.
Going straight to hell. I'm ready to turn it up on you. Okay. Well,
turn
do
it
you
up to you. I don't think you can turn it up on me. This is crazy.
You
mean, nobody turn it up on me.
Child, boo.
You mean pussy?
Do you like your ass licked?
Do you,
have you
eat,
ever
yeah,
had
you
your
eat
ass
pussy?
Licked?
Yeah, I sure do.
Oh, you,
as long as it tastes like
ass,
strawberry
like
bubblegum.
Right. Oh, your ass tastes like
strawberry
bubblegum?
Yeah, straight up. We there. We got to go deeper than that. Go deeper than that.
But you didn't answer the question.
Yeah. I mean, if it's clean,
yeah,
fresh out the shower
one?
Booty, you feel me? But you got to touch that spot between the ass and the balls, that gooch.
The nacho,
you been there before?
Yeah.
That's that spot that makes you want to curl up and drink some milk. You know what I mean?
Oh, he does the ass play? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Not like that, though. I mean, you know, not like that, though. But
okay, let me ask you this question. Do you like to get the girl in the ass, too?
Huh?
Do you like to give it to your girl in the ass, too?
Nah, I'll be doing all that. Maybe I'll,
oh, wow.
On a pill or something. You know what I mean? I might turn it up a little bit, depends on how I feel. You know what I mean? The yak might have got to me. Might slip up one time, you know?
But he has been added to Team Ass Lick, isn't he?
Oh, man. Don't list me on that.
Have you ever paid for pussy?
Hell no.
Really?
I'm Mr. Cash Me Out. I get bread.
Okay, now, have you ever taken a female out to dinner? Have you ever paid for a female to get her nails, feet, hair done, any of that?
Yeah.
You paid for it,
man. I mean, you got to do it. I mean, everybody got a girl. If you got a girl, if you don't do that for her, then you a sucker.
If you don't do that for her, you a sucker.
If you don't
but
do that for
my
your girl, like your
show,
main girl.
Uh-huh. So how many jump offs have you taken out to eat, brought drinks, brought bottles and all that shit?
Jump offs don't get that treatment. That's only on Side Chick Appreciation Day. That's the only time they get that treatment.
And that's non-existent, so them hoes don't get nothing. That's all what you're saying.
I mean, the side girls get nothing but that, you know what I mean? Get good and get out. You know what I mean? Get good and get out. Leave me some Capri Suns and lock the door on the way out. But the main, you know what I mean? You got to take her out.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. At least you're considering enough to give her something to drink.
Fuck that. Capri Suns taste too good to be sharing with the side hoe.
You damn near right, low-key. I'm not even going to lie to you. The fruit punch is the best. Fruit punch is only for me. She could have had a wild cherry.
Yeah.
With the
I like
Pacific coolers.
Sun. That's my joint, man.
I'm Mr. Man. I'm sponsored by Capri Suns right now. Fruit punch, strictly.
Well, how about this? Can I get a hook up? I'll give you one of Mr. GA's chicken box though, if you give me some Capri Suns.
Oh, Mr. GA got a chicken box?
He got a chicken box. Hoes, man. He got hoes that'll do anything for a chicken box.
For real? Mr. GA,
yeah,
where he at? Man.
He got scared and hung up. He always do that.
This chicken box thing is where I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I got a Capri Sun and fresh box of them now. 12.
Nah.
Wow. Y'all be on that, huh?
Heck yeah.
Capri Suns were stuff. If you ain't got no Capri Suns and no money, I ain't messing with
Wow, that's crazy. That is so crazy.
I mean, if you bring the Pop-Tart and the Capri Sun, you could get wiped. If the Pop-Tart is involved, you could get wiped. You know what I mean? Pop-Tarts and Capri Suns is where it's at. God put them on earth for men.
Really?
That's all I'm saying.
So, if you had an opportunity to eat a Pop-Tart or eat a bad bitch pussy that you've been wanting for the longest, what would you choose?
Debatable. I don't know. It's debatable. It depends on if that Pop-Tart is lightly toasted. Depends on if that Pop-Tart is lightly toasted. Straight up.
Wow. With a little bit of butter on the top, and it's got the icing. Child, boo.
I'm trying to tell you.
I would take a Pop-Tart over some good dick. Child, boo. Yep. Because I can pull out my toy and be just as happy.
Oh, my God.
I got you.
Wow. And motherfuckers gonna say you're lying.
Yeah. I'll be solid, though. I mean, I'm certified, though. You better ask somebody. Ask Twitter. I'll let you get a retweet.
Ask
Press K certified.
Twitter.
You gonna ask him?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
And I bet you they tell me, man, they're going to tell you I'm certified, it's official. You know what I mean? Cashy Mouth, team, Cash Me, the Cash Me Out girls are somewhere. The Cash Me Out girls are somewhere. You know what I mean?
Okay, let me ask you this. How many bitches have you fucked on Twitter, off of Twitter, excuse me?
Maybe like two.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
And how did that happen?
Maybe.
I mean, maybe.
I don't even be out
okay,
there like that.
I'm not understanding
though.
Maybe.
I mean, no, I don't be out there like that. I'll be like my main girl, of course, you know what I mean? And then I might have a few side ones on there, you know what I mean? But
I
I'm doing that. I'm secluded.
So
I'm secluded, though.
Face when she finds out you've been banging other people on Twitter.
I don't be doing that, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, now you want to fix it up. That's what's up, though.
I mean, what about y'all, though?
No, I'm not banging none of them broke-ass niggas on Twitter. Don't think
I'm you ain't mess with one?
Hell no.
Uh-huh. Now, if it was my ex and we was fucking before he got his Twitter, that doesn't count. But I have not hooked up with somebody on Twitter and we fucked. No.
No, I've never done that either, though. I ain't never done that. Mm-mm. I can't do it. I'll be out there like that. I keep it on. You know what I mean? They gotta cash me out. My shit is secret. It's real powerful. You know what I mean? It's potent swipe. PotentSwipe.com. Look it up. I'm just trying to let you know straight up. You know what I mean?
So when's the last time you had some bomb diggity beat your back out, make a hoe toes curl, roll her over, put her legs to the back of her head kind of sex? And how long did
it last? I'm almost going every time like that. Be clear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, I know your ass lying. Okay,
I'm trying to tip men. I'm almost going every time like that. Give me some fresh Capri Sun.
You can try.
Let me get off a pill and it's a wrap. If I get off a pill, there can't no female, let me be clear, PSA, can't no female survive Wes Craze swipe off a pill. None.
You need some type of stimulant to last that long. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm solid. I'm solid. You know what I mean? Organic. I'm solid
sure.
Organic.
Okay.
He's solid organic, or he means he's solidly full of shit. I'm just saying
that's
that.
That's literally it, because you know those organic foods will just make you shit a lot. So that's literally what he just said. And around
the
organic
foods is the business, though.
He's
solidly
organic.
While he's sitting up here lying, Why are you sitting up here lying? He's not paying attention to his Twitter, or maybe he is. I'm killing him right now. May I have
I need to log on because y'all probably done blew me
Yo,
up
dude.
Right now, huh?
Oh, yeah, because I already asked females if you have fucked him. We need a dick reference. He's on the radio lying on his dick. And I asked him, you ain't got a lie to kick it.
You didn't do me like that, did you? Don't, you got me out the paint. You got me out the paint.
Man, I told Twitter, you're going to choose a Pop-Tart over pussy any day, especially if it's slightly toasted.
Or
lightly toasted,
that
whatever
too.
The hell you said. Yeah, I sure did. And you're part of Team Paymasters and Tom, part of Team Ass Lickers, baby. You're going to get some serious ass play when you get on
man.
The
We got to correct
this. And booting it.
This
is not going in a good direction right
now.
Oh, Nay, he has a song called Pillow Talk. I think it's appropriate for the subject matter that's at hand. So, if anybody listening has fucked Wes Craze, and give us a dick reference, because I do not believe the words that are coming out of his mouth. So I can believe certain things in the lyrics, because, you know, when you high, you believe anything that you write and anything that you spit. So until somebody can verify that you give out good dick.
Check my tweets.
Please do, because I'm not even done with you. Here we go. Pillow Talk by Wes Craze.
Walking these
Pillow talk. Pillow
talk. Too bad that was just a fantasy.
I know, right?
Like that.
Yeah, like girls ain't speaking up, but they retweeting about you lying on your dick, though.
Is they?
Yeah, they is.
Oh, man, y'all have got me out the paint already. I'm probably lost.
Nah,
followers
they, you got yourself out the paint because they must really know how you get down. Because ain't nobody fuck up that you got good dick.
Yo, am I alive?
Yes, you are.
Oh, man, Crave, I just need to let you know, bro.
Am I out the paint, buddy?
They
got me out the paint.
You on Twitter.
Are they?
Wes Crave has just admitted that he likes to eat ass.
Oh. That's what she put out there?
I swear to God.
Bro, if she got me out the paint.
Can you answer that? Oh, Knuckles didn't tell you that when you're on the air that we tweet the conversations and the questions to let your fans know how you are? Fan
your
interaction?
Your bitches are in shambles, buddy.
My bitches are in shambles, huh? I know. Am I out the paint, bro? Am I out the paint? You answer that question. Am I out the paint? I'm out the paint. I'm deleting my account, buddy. I got to delete the account. I got to start again.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Can
look,
I recover, though?
Fuck Wes Crave, please call the number and give him a dick reference. He is on air lying on his dick.
Oh, no.
And tell the people retweeted it, too.
Then the You ain't got
bro,
time.
I know you retweeted it, Brody.
I'm about to right now.
Oh, don't Brody, don't do that. Don't
call
do that,
Brody. What's your Twitter name so I can find you?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm Ill Will. I'm in Craig's mention.
That's
what?
Ill Will.
He's scared.
Ill Will.
He's scared.
Ill underscore Will. He's in my mentions. Man, y'all got me out the paint.
Hold up. The Ill Will that I see only has 9 followers. So is this who we talking about?
No.
It's ILL or IL.
I mean, you gotta go to my mentions and find it because he spells it weird.
Oh wow! Hold on.
Damn, my mentions are in shambles. Y'all get me out the paint.
But so therefore, you might as well go ahead and show a picture of your dick. You're already ruined.
No, I'm not ruined. There's always recovery. There's always recovery.
There's
always recovery.
Recovery?
Straight up. It's always
you want
recovery.
Some recovery.
I'm solid. I know what
you
I can
solid?
Do, though. Straight
you know what
up.
You can do?
Straight
okay.
Up.
I'm about to show
the
you.
The only thing
I'm about
you can
to
do to recover is break it down and show us. It's the only thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to do a casting call for you.
You doing a what?
I'm doing a,
A casting call.
Mm-hmm.
A casting call for what?
For your next video.
For my next video?
Mm-hmm.
Is it cash involved?
Oh.
Yeah.
They gonna pay you?
Yeah, we need to get paid, man. I'm telling you. As long as you got bread
they
in my pocket,
they're going to pay you
ahead,
baby.
Solid.
That's it.
But I'm going to be 100% honest, though. 100% honest. I appreciate y'all for having me on, but I doubt that y'all can really. I mean, we go hard in the paint. Many men to take down. I mean, I do my damn thing. I know my bro Ill Will does what he does. And we do, you know what I mean? We keep it 100% solid, though. You know what I mean? Ain't no fraud over here.
All right. Many have
straight
talked
up.
Talk, but all have taken the walk of shame. Yeah, so I'm just saying. Bring it, baby. You
like
know, but
that.
Every day there's it's an option for change. So if you feel like you can change the statistics of the show, then you go ahead. And I promise you I will go back and recant every negative thing that I have said about you having a lame dick, about you being scared, about your dick only being 3 inches, and that's why you won't tweet it. I will go back and recant all that stuff.
Boo, I promise you if I give it to you, you guarantee you're going to do all that. You're going to change your name to Miss Crave, guarantee, because that's what I do. I put females in their place because they don't, I mean, they be fucking with them lanes. Come mess with them lanes.
I will have my Twitter name as your baby mama, or I will bow down in front of you if you prove us to be wrong.
Man, that's easy. That's easy. I don't even think y'all, I don't even think y'all factor like that. You feel me? Mr. J, yeah, he probably just some little dude.
Man, Mr. J, he got
mesmerized. He 5'2", 320 with a laptop. A big plate of chicken in front of me, drinking Kool-Aid, watching The Simpsons.
He got Wi-Fi off his belt.
but he's taking y'all down.
You know what? I bet you I can go and get, like, a Smirnoff bottle, and it gives me more pleasure than you have the capability of doing. So,
if you take a Smirnoff bottle, damn, that's all I got to say. If you take a Smirnoff bottle, that's his own episode in itself right there. Because, this got to be YouTube material. Smirnoff bottles are serious. But I'm pretty sure, yeah. You know what I mean? That Smirnoff, I ain't no Smirnoff bottle. I mean, who is?
Right.
You mentioned with Smirnoff bottles, something's wrong.
Little baby Coke bottles.
Oh, I don't do no baby Coke bottles, though.
Y'all seen those little itty bitty Coke bottles that they have in Walmart?
I'm not no 2 liter, but I'm a solid 1 liter carbonation. Pure Pepsi, you feel me?
Sinead, oh my God, this is too fucking funny. Females is going crazy. Somebody's just like, LOL.
Are they listening to me right now?
Yeah,
it's like,
don't
retweet it.
What's up, ladies? Me. I'm your boy, Wes Crave. Check me out at Wes Crave, WESTCRAV. I'm in the building. I smell good. Team chubby, but lightweight, cute. We still here.
Wes Crave, let me tell you, darling, what your girl did for you. She says, attention all BBWs. At Wes Crave is looking for some high-ass BBW video victims.
Not the BBWs.
So let's get single. Let's talk. Hit him up now.
Sog, mommy, come on now. Like that. The BBW.
Big
BBW,
love me,
because
love too.
LOL, real tears. Yeah, they're laughing at you for being a part of the team Ass Lickers. And one girl's like, oh my, she liking that, boy. I'm telling you, you going to get, go follow him.
You killing my, you just have him follow me. Why you killing my mansions like this?
Not
I did not deserve this.
Idiot.
Knuckles is getting, Knuckles, he got to catch that fade. Knuckles got to catch that fade at this point.
Get him. Does Knuckles have a Twitter?
Yeah, he do.
Knuckles,
ENT. Yeah.
Hey, tag him in it and say how lame he is for setting this boy up like that. So
oh,
I
yeah.
can go ahead and follow him.
This is not a good look right now.
Well, she did tell him to follow you for being a real-ass nigga, if that
I mean,
makes you feel
any better. I didn't bad light-skinned girls follow your boy one time, no. You know what I mean? The BBWs are not in my resume. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I haven't knocked a few down, no. You know what I mean?
But only in the darkness.
Oh, yeah, only in the darkness with, you know what I mean, shades covered, with the covers on.
But when if you did all that, then what if you were just in a role and you didn't actually get into the pussy? You really wouldn't have known it. I mean, because you're, like, a little challenged, and she's fat, so, you know.
I'm straight up. I'm certified. Pornstarswipe.com. It's a nation right now.
I didn't see anything pertaining to you, so you can shut that shit up. Look, in the words of Talk Mommy, miss me with that bullshit. Please and thank you.
I'm solid, though. I kid you not. I'm 100% certified out here. You know what I mean?
Okay, you know what? How about this? I'm about to, you need to follow me back, and I'm going to DM you my cell phone number. You just send me a picture. Fuck that. I want to see. If
you know
really
what, Nate? I don't even hit
a
call sign anymore. don't even hear homeboy co-signing anymore. Oh? He's just His
I'm still here.
Son ran
Brody.
With tail tucked between
What's
his
up,
legs.
Brody? Help me out, Brody. My missions are in shambles, Brody.
Yeah. It's over for you, bro.
Is it? I'm out to paint. I'm out to paint, Brody.
Basically.
Am I out to paint?
Wes Craves, my sweetheart. Why don't you do this? Just say uncle and tap out, and then we'll be gentle, and we'll stroke your male ego and make you feel a little bit better, okay?
I can't tap out like the rest of these lanes on this radio show.
Just
I got to hold my ground,
it's
you feel me?
Okay, just tap out.
You got to hold your ground.
For all the porn star swipe men out there, what we do. Team Porn Star Swipe, the nation, you know what I mean? I'm the leader. I'm holding this down, you feel me?
What did you say? Team what?
Porn Star Swipe. Team Porn Star Swipe. It's official.
Oh, okay.
It's official.
Okay.
It's official. I mean, TeamBlowBitchBackout.com. Log on. That's all it is. We keep it official 100. You know what I mean? All the way. I'm a rapper who got good dick. I mean, nothing wrong with that. I mean, few rappers do, but I'm one of the ones that do. You know what I mean?
You say you have good dick? You have good dick? What classifies, what makes you say that you have good dick?
Can I get some good, say some good shit about me, though, man? How's my life going to go 40.1
times? I've always wanted to understand, when guys be like, they dick is good, like, what makes you know? Is it because the female tell you, or you can see the expressions on her face when you dicking her down? I'm not even being funny, but I've just
it's
always wanted
bit
to
about,
know.
Though. I mean, if you know, you hit that spot, she running from it, and you consistent on that spot, she getting her nuts off. You know what I mean? I mean, you switching positions up. Like, niggas know when they beating it up. You know what I mean? A bitch know when she getting it beat up. If a nigga don't know, then he ain't solid. I mean, you know what I mean? The nation, we out here.
Also, there's right a up. Nation of good dick in Arizona.
Yeah.
Well, I got the official tap out from Ida Wheel. He just tapped out and said he's done.
Did Will tap out? Get him out the paint.
No, Will
tapped out. He says, "Damn, I'm out." That means that nigga has officially tapped out. It's all good.
Did you, Brody? She said you tapped out, Brody.
No, it was the picture that I said I'm out about, but it's gone now. So you didn't even get a chance to see it, Brody. It's the wrap.
It's gone. You should have saved it to the desktop for your boy.
Early bird catches the worm.
I mean, I'm lucky I don't have Wi-Fi right now, and I'm not in this building. I ought to have been on there defending myself right now from all the slander that's going on in my mentions.
Oh, don't worry about it, because I'm great slander somebody right now. For the little motherfucker that told me put that shit up about my twit pic, EpicJ97, white boys don't count because y'all dicks ain't nothing but 2 inches. Shut the fuck up.
Who wants to do them anyways? Because that motherfucker probably smell like a wet dog even when he get out the shower. Bitch, please. He wouldn't know what to do with pussy if he had it waving in his face with instructions in Spanish, English, and any other language that he can speak of. So he needs to take his monkey motherfucker ass somewhere and lay down. How about this?
He's feeding for some chocolate
yourself.
Milk. He wants some chocolate milk.
What's his name said that?
Whoa.
See, we're going to say no prisoners.
Bitch ass.
I
got to
start saying some good shit about me, though. I need to be, I'm 100, though. Straight up.
I said you, I told people to follow you because you're a real nigga. Like, that's the best compliment I could give you.
I bet y'all don't even
write about you in my blog.
I bet y'all just be sandpaper dry up in there. I need to stay wet, moisture.
We're like
good shirts. I mean,
We're like gushes. I shit is naturally wet. It's just we got naturally juicy.
I need some soggy panty bitches. You know what I mean? When they got soggy panties,
Not none of this dry panty shit, you know what I mean?
Oh, you need somebody with some granny panties?
Y'all got little coochies.
Oh.
Y'all got the little coochies, huh? I need some big coochie girls around here.
We're good. Little coochie is good.
Let me give a shout out to my friend David, who is listening to the show, and he just text messaged me and told me to let dude know he needed to go in and tap out, dog. Tap out.
Oh, I gotta tap out. I gotta tap out.
That's what he said.
Man,
tap out, dog. Tap out.
You know what's sad is Knuckles got the iPhone and Knuckles got the BlackBerry, so I know his ass got Twitter all pulled up.
He does.
He is not answering nothing. He is not saying anything.
Somebody needs to call Knuckles on freeway. Call his Frank, call him.
Yeah, you can go ahead and call Knuckles, my dude, and just be like, Knuckles, what happened? Like, man, have you seen the tweet?
Yeah, I didn't expect none of that. I didn't expect that.
Knuckles is a dirty manager. He dirty. Like, whoa. He a dirty manager, dirty friend, dirty coworker, colleague. I mean, everything.
Might be time for me to go, Brody.
Damn, Brody. Brody, don't leave me, Brody.
Leave him.
Brody,
why?
I gotta go.
I'll meet you on
Twitter. You gonna leave me, Brody?
Yeah, hold it down.
All right then, Brody. I remember that, Brody. Huh?
Yeah.
No,
I
for a good
cause.
I'll hit you.
All right.
Oh, man. You know what? You have rolled the chocolate wave. I'm going to give you a big-ass compliment. You did good. You really did good.
Thank you. I'm glad y'all had me on. I had fun with y'all talking crazy. I'm 100% real about all that shit, though. You know what I mean? I don't eat booty, though. Fuck all that, but...
You
like
to get your
booty ate,
though, right?
Nah. I mean, you can lick that gooch spot, though. You know that you lick that gooch spot, suck a nigga gooch off one time. Yeah, team gooch off. But, yeah, thank you for having me on now. I appreciate y'all. And we 100.
Yeah,
hey, I'm balling in my backpack, though. I want y'all to hear that song for me, though.
Which one?
Balling in my backpack.
I don't have that one. I got swag.
Oh, T-Rex? Oh, you don't have balling in my backpack?
No.
Don't cry, though. Because you sound like you're about to cry.
No, it's all good. No, I don't cry, baby. None of that. We straight.
Damn.
I'm a grown man. You know what I mean? I'm a grown man, do grown man things. You feel me?
You know, I was going to let you lay your head on my pillow, so if you was about to cry.
Yeah, play that. It's called T-Rex featuring Swag. Free Swag. Shout out to my nigga Swag. But yeah, it's called, I want y'all to hear the bottom of my backpack. I'll send it to you just so you can just hear it on the download.
And then I'll play it for you on Saturday, or I'll play it on Friday night.
That means a lot, but thank you.
Okay, here we go.
What you gonna do first?
Bad. Nah, really, I'm good. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. East Bay. Nah, really, I'm good. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. East Bay. Nah, really, I'm good. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. East Bay. Nah, really, I'm good. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. East Bay. Nah, really, I'm good. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood. Sound like a T-Rex live under my hood.
Yeah, Kevin Deuce with the big block. Candy on the paint. Ain't shit got. Trunk slap like I kidnapped Rick Rock. Riding 24s fresh from the rim shop. And your bitch shot bullets like a movie star. Powder Land brand, niggas know who we are. T-Rex, yeah man, we raise Timmy's. Switch lanes, man, going off straight Remy. Don't pull up to the line if it ain't any. Burn niggas from the gates and it ain't pretty. yeah, I'ma give you what you asking for. Carnivore, hood full of dinosaurs. And don't judge a book by its cover. Chromed out motor, dual exhaust, burning rubber. Figure eight, have the whole block smothered. One hand on the wheel, other hand on my dumper. Talking big calls, and it's all to the good. I got a V12 living under my hood. Creasing chrome pedals sitting under my foot. Pirelli's on the tires, little homie, I wrote the book. Posse in my load, keep the 5-0 shook. And a little armor all, I give it that wet look. With the heated leather seats, make them hoes wanna fuck. Airbags all around so I can lift the ass up. See the homies out in the track, known to gear the hood up. Taking up some lanes, figurating why I'm staying. Wood grain, old school, riding on Dayton. New school GT, y'all niggas hating. Catch me in your state and I'm still paper chasing. Paper chasing. Flooring the wrecks, trying to make it on some late chase. Dancing through traffic, niggas thought they saw the Matrix.
Saw the Matrix.
Thought I was swag, just clowning in the spaceship. Swag. RT8 6.1 Hemi, leave a nigga from the gate side with a bag full of work. Riding down 35th, hit me on a shirt. T-Rex, yeah, my niggas, we mob extinct shit. Fuck around and end up racing for pink slips. Supercharged, hit him with a shot of nitrous. God bless the dead, we do them righteous. 66 Chevelle off chrome, we call him Bison. Eat anybody who come, we have to hide him. Tyrannosaurus, the motor heart of a Viking. Big block wood headers biting like Tyson. Striking, Pirelli tires gripping pavement. Take a ride through life, see where it's taken. With a vest and gun, hoping you make it. Cause West Craven gon' snap like crispy bacon.
Oh, wow.
Am I out the paint?
Nice.
I'm out the paint, huh? I need to go check my Twitter. Y'all, I need to get off this phone and go check my Twitter. For real. Y'all, I need to get off. My text messages are blown up right now. I need to check my Twitter. My messages are in shambles. Y'all got to say something good about me. Y'all got to, Y'all got to say something good about me.
We did say something good about you.
You said something good about me?
Yes.
Okay.
I sure did.
Oh, thank you. I'm going to see. Nah, I'm saying thank you. Let me check my tweets. I need to check my tweets. Oh, my God. But thank y'all for having me on, though. I appreciate it. Knuckles, I'm fucking you up, though. Straight up. We be officially beefing, though. I'm going to put that on Twitter in a minute. You know what I mean? Talk Mommy, thank you for having me on, though. It's Talking City Radio. It's official. I'm your boy, Wes Craven, man, holding down Bay Area. I got some big news in a minute. You know what I mean? I might be in the works with one of the biggest bosses in the game. Hopefully this shit goes out real smooth. You know what I mean? Until then, I'm opening up for Jeezy August 25th. Check out my music. Follow me on Twitter, at Wes Craze. Shout out Urban AZ, Mercedes, Ill Will, Doobies. Shout out the rest of my team. We moving. Let's get it.
Oh, baby, make sure when you open up for Jeezy, you got that bulletproof vest on, all right?
I got you. Well, don't even worry about it. 100. Thank you, Talk Mommy. Though. Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right.
Bye. Nay. I gave him the nicest tweet. I said he was a good team player. Make sure y'all follow him. He follows back. Ladies, he is official. Oh, shit. Oh, damn, I don't even know how you got on mute. But wasn't that a sweet shout-out?
Yeah, it is. Let me see. Let me go retweet it. There we go.
Yes. He is officially fucking Knuckles up.
You see, Knuckles started responding.
Yeah, like, huh? What happened?
Uh-huh. Like, he's so innocent. You need to call Knuckles. Call his ass now.
Oh, let's see, 1 minute. Hold on. Your boy. That's a damn shame. Now he's tweeting everything. Now he is tweeting. We're going to call Knuckles on 3 when we get off because I'm going to end so that when my shit goes to Radio 1, I don't have a lot to edit. Plus, we got some pillow talk to do. Shout out to Princess Nay for being the sexiest and the bestest co-host. Shout out to Mr. G.A. He knew to tap out early because he just knew there was no winning. Big shout out to Wes Crave. Knuckles, thank you for throwing him under the bus under such short notice. He's really good, though. He really appreciate you getting his credibility shot up. I mean, if anything, it's going to make motherfuckers fuck with him because he's real, whether he lick ass or not. Twitter believes he does. So that's all that matters, right?
Yep. His whole count is going to go up, and his BBW following is definitely going to go up. Big girls need love,
yes.
Too.
Yes, and shout out to Ill Will.
48 mentions. Wow, deletes account. Wes Crave sent that out.
He just sent that out?
Yes.
Wow.
He must not have thought a good one.
Yeah, he will be all right. This is Chalk Mommy for Chocolate City with Princess Nay. We love y'all, and we'll see y'all Friday night, same bat time, same bat channel.
Same nakedness. Bye.